الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بامرأة تبكي عند قبره فقال: اتق الله واصبري. فقالت: إليك عني، فإنك لم تصب بمصيبتي ولم تعرفه. فقيل لها: إنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأتت باب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم يجد عنده بوابين، فقالت: لم أعرفك. فقال: إنما الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى. Still in this chapter of sabr, that we should exercise sabr, patience on whatever befalls us, it comes from Allah Ta'ala, and we should be happy and accept the command of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to that, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that on one occasion Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a lady who was crying by a qabr. She was standing by the qabr. It was a time when still women were not prohibited from visiting the qabristan, and she was crying. فقالت, and this crying of hers, which ulama explained, was just not normal crying, but she was wailing and moaning, which is prohibited. To scream and to shout, etc., this is prohibited in Islam. But a person just shed tears at the passing away of somebody, remembering somebody, there is no problem with that. فقال, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this condition of hers, he advised her, اتق الله, fear Allah Ta'ala, that is, do not carry on this moaning, wailing, screaming, shouting of yours, do not do that. Wasbiri, and exercise sabr, patience. فقالت, she was in her condition or in a state of her own, and she said, إِلَيْكَ عَنِّي, leave me alone, that I know my problem. You do not know what my problem is. فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَبْ بِمُصِيبَتِي, you have not this problem of mine, you don't know what my problem is, how I'm missing this person, whoever it was, and you don't know how what difficulty I'm going through. وَلَمْ تَعَرِفْهُ, and you do not understand this difficulty. فَقِيلَ لَهَا, somebody informed her there and said, إِنَّهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, do you know who this person was? He was the Nabi of Allah. He gave you this advice and you said that, leave me alone, etc. You don't know what my problem is. This brought remorse in her that she spoke in this way to the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَتَتْ بَابَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, she came to the door of Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, to the house of Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. فَلَمْ تَجِدْ عِنْدَهُ بَوَّابَيْنِ, and she did not find any guards at the door, which also shows that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accessible to all, though he was the leader in every aspect of life, but he did not have any guards or anyone at his door, and anyone who wanted to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was possible for them. فقالت, she explained her situation and she said, لَمْ عَارِفْكَ, I did not recognize you, I did not know that you were Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore I had said those words. فقال, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his great akhlaq and character did not remind her, did not reproach her or anything, but he just gave her advice what matters should have been and said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى, that sabr is really when just that problem reaches a person. Otherwise every person, even a non-believer, over time then we get used to it, we learn to accept what has happened, any difficulties, the mort of a person, somebody has left us and now we are feeling sad, but over time we overcome it, and that is also Allah's mercy. But just when that happens, at that time to make the sabr, that is important. And that can be only done if we have made our own tarbiyat, we have nurtured ourselves, we have learned that if suddenly something happens and at that time a person accepts it that it is from Allah Ta'ala, that is a thing of achievement. Otherwise, over time, everyone gets sabr and learns to accept it and learns to live accordingly. So therefore, a person should make sabr at the first whenever something happens. And for that, a person has to be prepared, and his deeni life must be prepared, and he understands that everything happens by the will and command of Allah Ta'ala. And then when something befalls him, we all ask for protection, but of course, death is inevitable. Everyone has to die, and when somebody dies before us, some dear person, we definitely do feel it. But immediately at that time, and there are many such people who accept it wholeheartedly, it is from Allah and we accept it as such, on that there are great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Allah makes it even more easier for that person, and no one has got a choice. He can't do anything. He can scream, he can shout, he can do what he wants to. It's not going to change matters. But to accept it from Allah, I'm happy with it, he's doing a great favor to himself also. And he's getting great reward from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us and let us act accordingly on every occasion what is required from us, that our behavior, our actions are according to what is required. Wa akhiru da'wana.